Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Love Ints spin-off. As always, there is lots to cover in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you all about the new Love Ints spin-off. If you haven't heard of Love Ints before, they make interactive sex toys for men and women, and the Love Ints spin-off is their newest release. This is a mini handheld or hands-free sex machine. So what's coming up in today's episode? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also then going to show you how to use the Love Ints spin-off. I'm going to show you what you get with the Love Ints spin-off, and I'm going to show you how to use it. I'm going to show you how to connect it to the Love Ints remote app. I'm going to show you all the settings within the app, and I'm going to show you how to control it within the Love Ints remote app. If that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about it, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So there really is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing. Okay guys, we're going to start off by showing you the outside of the box. And I do this in all my videos because many people ask, is it discreet packaging when you're ordering from Love Ints? The simple answer to that is obviously yes, there was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Love Ints on it. And as you can see, there's also no mention of them on the outside box. So let's open it up and take a closer look at what's inside. So this is the new Love Ints mini multi-attachment sex machine. It comes with three attachments. It's also self-heating. You can use it manually and hold it, or you can use this suction cup that comes with it to make it hands-free. So let's take a quick closer look at the box. On the front of the box, you can see a picture of the Love Ints spin-off. In the bottom right hand side of the box there is also a QR code to download the Love Ints remote app. If we take a quick look at the back of the box, it tells us what's inside and it tells us what to expect from using the Love Ints spin-off. So let's get the cellophane off and get inside. Like all Love Ints toys, it's extremely well packaged with lots of padding. So let's take a closer look and see what comes with the spin-off. On the right hand side, you have two attachments. The first out is the curved G-spot attachment. Alongside that is our straight dildo. Underneath those two is our 180 degree adjustable handle. I'll show you how to attach it to the spin-off later in the video. In the top left hand side of the box is our clit stimulator attachment. Next out in the bottom left hand side of the box is our adjustable hands-free suction cup. That's all the attachments out the way. In the top left hand side of the box, we also have our USB-C charging cable. You'll also have a spare cover for the charging port. We then in the middle of the box obviously have our Love Ints spin-off. Finally at the bottom of the box is our user manual. This tells you how to use it, but by the end of the video you won't need to read it. I've also done a quick check under the padding to make sure I've not missed anything. With everything taken out, we're going to take a closer look at the Love Ints spin-off and how to use it. On the front of the toy, there are three buttons. The big silver one in the middle turns the spin-off on. The two above it control the thrust and the vibrations. To put your attachments onto the spin-off, you first need to remove the lid. You'll notice in the center there is a black ring. This needs to be removed before any of the attachments will lock into place. The notches on the G-spot vibrator and the dildo will not line up. To remove it, all you simply need to do is peel it off. Once removed, you can line up the notches on the dildo or the G-spot vibrator and twist them into place. To remove either of the attachments, all you need to do is twist them in the opposite direction. Then you can either clean the spin-off or you can swap out the attachment. To attach the hands-free suction cup to your Love Ints spin-off, the first thing you need to do is remove the rubber panel on the back. You're then going to need to line up the notches that are on the back of the spin-off with the suction cup. There is only one way round this can go. Once it's the right way round, put the suction cup into the back of the spin-off and give it a twist. This will lock it into place. There's a screw on the side of the suction cup that lets you change the angle of the spin-off. Loosen it, adjust the angle, and then tighten it again. On the bottom of the suction cup, you'll also notice that there's an arm that you can push down. This activates the suction cup. Lift the arm back up and it releases. If at any time you want to use the spin-off with the arm, the first thing you'll need to do is remove the suction cup. And as before, what you need to do is line up the notches on the toy with the notches on the handle. Twist it and it will lock into place. There's no screw to adjust the angle, but there is a button on the side. Slide it down, adjust the angle, and then release it to lock it. The charging port is located next to where you attach the handle or the suction cup. This is a standard USB-C charging cable, and all you need to do is just plug it in. When the spin-off's not in use, make sure to put the panel back on the charging port. This keeps it water resistant and dust resistant. What we're going to quickly do now is fit the clit stimulator. So we're going to quickly take off the lid and put on the attachment. This just simply slides over the top. There's no locking mechanism to keep it in place. Then all you need to do is put on your attachment over the top. Then by locking the attachment into place, it will hold the clit stimulator in place. And the clit stimulator works with both attachments. Next, we're going to be taking a look at how to use the Lovint spindle. To turn the spindle on, hold down the silver power button. You'll see the green light start flashing. To start the toy vibrating, push the green flashing button. To change the vibration patterns, push the button again. You use the same button to cycle through all the patterns. To start it thrusting, push the top button. Again, to cycle through the speeds, just push the button again. To pause the spinner, push the silver button. And to turn it off, hold down the silver button for longer. Both attachments work the same way. The green flashing button in the middle turns on the vibrations, and if you keep pushing it, it will change the pattern. Then when you want to turn on the thrusting, all you need to do is push the bottom button. Again, there are different speeds and patterns, and to cycle through again, you just push the bottom button. If at any time whilst using the Lovint spindle you want to turn the heating function on, all you need to do is hold down the green flashing button. This will then turn orange. Depending on the temperature of the toy, it takes about 5 minutes to warm up. In that time, you can still carry on using your Lovint spindle. Once finished to turn off the heating function, all you now need to do is hold down the now orange flashing button. The light will then turn back to green. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself the Lovint spindle, then there is a link in my profile.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Lovint spindle and how to use it as a standalone toy. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Lovint remote app and how to operate it within the app.
Okay, guys, to connect your Lovint spindle to the Lovint remote app, the first thing you need to do is make sure your Bluetooth is switched on. You also have to make sure that your toy is switched on and that you've downloaded and installed the Lovint remote app. You can find a link for that on my website. Just look for the link for the Lovint spindle review. As you can see, I've already done that, so I'm now going to open the Lovint remote app. You'll be taken to the app homepage. You're now going to want to click on the plus button in the top right hand side of the screen. You'll see a small menu pop up and click on add toy. Your phone will then start searching. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see your spindle toy. Click on it and it will start connecting. It will disappear from the bottom of the screen and you'll have to scroll back up to the top of the list. It will then say it's connecting. When it has finished connecting, it will say connected, and you'll also be able to see its battery life. What we're going to quickly do now is go through the settings menu. First on the list is toy name. If you don't want it to be called spindle, then you can change it here. Next on the list is toy strength. If you find the toy too strong, you can set the speed here. By lowering it, it means it won't go above this level. This includes when you use it with a partner. Next on the list is serial number. I haven't found out what this is for yet, but I will do. So next down is enable LED. This turns the lights on or off on the toy. All you need to do is click the toggle. Next on the list is heating. This lets you turn it on and off within the app. Next on the list is turbo mode time. There is a turbo mode on the Lovint spindle, and this is how long it will run for when you turn it on. Next on the list is continue if disconnected. If the toy loses the connection to the app, it means that the toy will carry on and try and reconnect. But whilst it's doing that, it will continue vibrating for the set amount of time. This means you can stay in the mood. Next on the list is connect to last level. If the toy does disconnect and stop vibrating, this is the level that it will go back to. Towards the bottom of the list is firmware update. This lets Lovint update your toys. If they add any new patterns or features, this is where you'll find them. Next on the list is an online user manual, and finally on the list is delete toy. This deletes the toy from the app, but you can add it again later. What we're going to do now is control our toy. So we're going to click the back button in the top left hand side of our screen. And once we're on the toy list, we're going to click on the back button in the top left hand side of our screen again. This will take us to our main menu, and this time we're going to click on remote. This is where you can control your spindle from the app. You'll notice two pink balls at the bottom of the screen. If you want your spindle to start vibrating, just move the pink ball on the left hand side. The higher you move it, the more it vibrates. To control the thrust, move the pink ball on the right hand side. The higher you move it, the faster it thrusts. If you don't want to move each ball individually, you can connect them both. To do that, drag one ball on top of the other. You can also do this with multiple toys. Then when you move it up and down, the vibrations and thrusting work together. And if you had a second Lovint toy, it'd also be connected. To separate the vibrations and thrusting, just tap and hold. Then all you need to do is slide them apart. You can then go back to controlling each one individually. On the right hand side, you have a few options on how to control the toy. The first one is loop. When selected, any pattern that you make on the screen with either ball will be repeated once you let it go. Next on the right hand side is float. When selected, if you move the balls anywhere on the screen, they'll hold their position. This means you can find your favourite speed on the thrust and on the vibrations. Next on the right hand side is traditional. This is very similar to the float feature, and it's how the controls used to look. Next on the right hand side is local sync. Local sync uses sensors within toys. These sensors trigger the other toy and makes them vibrate or move, and their sensors will do the same to the spinel. Finally on the right hand side is record. This allows you to create a pattern that you can save onto your phone or your toy. When you finish creating your pattern, click on the record button again and it will automatically save on your app. You can start recording in any of the modes. Back to the main menu, and this time we're going to click on patterns. And this is where any of the patterns that you've created are saved. You can select any of the patterns and they'll start playing. You can stop, pause and skip between patterns. And if you click on the three dots, you can share it, rename it and delete it. Back to the patterns list, and we're going to click on Mixer. The app then will load a new page. Here you'll be able to add preset vibration patterns to the same pattern. Select or add a pattern and slide it up to the top of the screen. Then find another pattern that you want to add and slide it up next to it. Click on the play button on the left hand side of the screen and your toy will vibrate and it will play the pattern. Once you're happy with what you've created, click on the save button and name your pattern. It will then be saved in your patterns list. Next we're going to click on create pattern. Select the toy you want to make your pattern for. Then you can create a pattern that will save onto your list. Once you finish, click on the done button in the top right hand side of the screen. Like before, name it and click on save. You'll then see it in your patterns list. If you click on the three dots, you can share the pattern. When you're ready to share, click on the done button in the top right hand side of the screen. If we click on the three dots again, we can rename our pattern. We also have the option to delete it and add it to our playlist. A playlist is exactly how it sounds, just not with music or videos, it's with vibration patterns. Click on create pattern and you'll be able to name that playlist. If you've created a playlist before, select it and click on done. To use any of the patterns in your playlist, click on playlist in the top of the screen. You'll then be shown a list of all the playlists you've created, select one and it will show you your patterns. Then all you need to do is select one and it will start playing through your playlist. Back to the main menu, and we're going to click on control link. This is one of the ways you can let people control your toy. One way is adding them to your friends list or having them in the same room. If neither of those are an option, you can create a control link. You'll be given two options. You can create a one-on-one link or you can create a group link. A one-on-one link is exactly that. This is a link for one other person to join. A group link lets multiple people control your toy. To start off with, we're going to click on one-on-one. Here you'll be able to select which toy people can control. You can set how long for and give it a description. You can also let people connect to it unlimited times and set whether they need any permissions. If you want anyone to be able to connect to it on the Lovint servers, click on share publicly. And on the bottom of the page, you can send it to your friends. Once you've set how you want your link to act, click on the save button. You'll be then generated a link that you can share with other people. You can create multiple links for different toys. Just follow the same process. You can click on the copy link button, or you can click on the share button, which will let you send it to other platforms. If we go back to our link and click on the three dots on the right hand side of it, it will bring up a menu. Here you'll have the option to edit your link. This is basically like setting up a new link, and you can also change its expiration time. Once you've edited your link, make sure to click on the refresh link button. You can also disable the link temporarily, or you can delete it completely. Creating a group link is very similar, so we're going to click on create a control link again. And this time we're going to select group link. As you can see, all the basic options are the same. The main difference is you can control how many people have access to your link. At the moment it's set on 3, but you can slide this up to 10. The other option is audio control. As you can see, this is new and I haven't tried it out yet, but I will be creating a new video for the app soon. So to see how to use this feature, make sure to hit that like and follow button. Once you've set up your link, click on the save button. Again, this will generate you a link, which you can see in the main menu. If you click on the blue share button, you'll be able to send it to other platforms. Or you can go back into your control link tab and edit it. If at any time you want to control someone else's link, click on browse active links. This would bring up a list of active control links. These are people that want their toys controlled but don't actually want you to be added to their friends list. If you share your link publicly when you create it, this is where it ends up. Once you've found one you want to control, select it and it'll bring up a chat window where you can control that toy. This is a feature with all Lovint's toys. So if you're a new Lovint's toy owner, you can always find someone to control you, or you can find someone to control. control. Back to the main menu, and this time we're going to click on patterns. Here you'll find a list of patterns that are recommended for the toy that's connected to your phone. All the ones you see here have been created by other users. You can play these patterns to see if you like them, and you can download them. Along the top of the page you have a carousel. If you swipe left or right, you can see which popular patterns there are. You can see what patterns people have created that you follow, and you can see what's been recently uploaded and what Lovince recommends. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired by the Lovince Spinel, then there is a link in my profile. So there you have it, guys. That's how to connect and use the Lovince Spinel within the Lovince remote app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. The body of the Lovince Spinel measures 157mm. The dildo size is 134mm, and it has a diameter of 38mm. The G-Spot vibrator measures 74mm and has a diameter of 33. The suction cup is 111mm high, whilst the handle measures 143mm. The charging time for the Lovince Spinel is 169 minutes and has a continuous use battery life of 257 minutes. If you leave it on standalone mode, it will last up to 120 hours. When it comes to the vibration mode, it vibrates at 7000 RPM, which is almost as powerful as the Lovince Lush 4 and Lush Mini. When it comes to thrust speed, it has a range from a minimum of 395 strokes per minute to a maximum of 1450 strokes per minute. You can warm the dildo and the G-Spot vibrator up to 43 degrees, and it takes about 5-10 minutes. With the lid on and the plug on the back, it's IPX6 water resistant. This means it's splash proof, but not completely waterproof. To give you an idea of how big the spinel is, I've put it next to a can of Coke. With the lid taken off, you can see that it's not much bigger, and the dildo is about the same length as the body. However, the G-Spot attachment is slightly smaller. Okay, that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. So when Lovince messaged me and said, do I want to review their Lovince Spinel, I jumped at the chance. I never know what these toys are going to be until they arrive on my doorstep. It's not often I'll turn down a sex toy to review. The noise of the vibrations is about the same as the Lovince Lush 4 and Lush Mini. However, it does get a bit noisier when you use the thrust mode. As there is so many moving parts, it does make it noisier. To give you an idea of how loud the spinel is, I'm going to turn it on. It'll be first on vibration, and then I'll switch it on to thrust and vibration. The microphone for the camera is about 2 feet away, and obviously this is not in any sort of lab conditions. Hopefully it'll give you some idea of how loud it is. And stupidly, I forgot to lock it to the table, as you'll see when I put it onto thrust mode. It's also recommended that you don't use it on your bum. So this is more of a woman's toy than it is a guy's toy. However, I don't always listen to instructions, and I did actually use it properly. Or at least try to. Now on the lower settings, if you put a bit of resistance on it whilst it's thrusting, it does sort of put a brake on, and it will stop the toy from thrusting. And this is just to stop the toy from burning out, so it won't be punching your back doors in. On the higher settings, that brake is still there, but you can get a little bit deeper in. And with lots of lube, you will get it to work. But yeah, definitely it won't push in your back doors. You sort of have to put it in first and then turn it on. With the G-Spot vibrator, it made it a little bit more fun. And the reason for that is, as a guy, I can still use that on my prostate, and this still will vibrate it. And it'll also massage it with the thrusting. You do sort of have to get in there with a bit of an angle, but it does work. And it does feel really good. Now, the clit stimulator, I couldn't actually find a use for. This is for women's clits, and it's not going to change. I did try the toy with it on, and it just rubbed the back of my balls. Now, when it is on the toy, it doesn't actually vibrate as much as the body. Some of the vibrations are passed through it, but it's not as strong as the actual tip itself. The clit vibrator does just sit inside, so it's not actually giving any of the vibrations from the actual base unit. So it's a good idea. You'll feel the pressure from it, but it's not actually vibrating. It's just whatever's coming from residual movement. Now, the handle on the toy is quite a good size. You can get a nice grip on it. There's a little button on the back. You can move it 150 degrees, I think this is. So you can really get into some good angles and get yourself into a really good position for you. The suction cup as well has a really good strong angle. All you need to do is untighten it and tighten it from the side here, and you still get 150 degrees of movement. And the suction cup is nice and strong. All you need to do is push this handle down. And it's super simple to use. All you need to do is place it down flat and push the arm down, and it's stuck. The body was nice and easy to clean. All you need to do is wipe it. The G-spot and the dildo, you can wash this off, but you don't want to get the internal bit wet. Over time, if you get it too wet, it will end up damaging the internal parts. I love that it's got the same features as all the other Lovince toys, including the bigger sex machines. And I'm fairly certain it's compatible with the local sync feature, which means it will use sensors to make other toys vibrate and move. And in return, those toys will make your Lovince spindle react. If you are going to be using this with a partner over long distances, you can pair it up with other Lovince toys. All Lovince toys are compatible with the Lovince long distance feature. If you're going to be using the Lovince spindle with a partner, you may want to get another one of these if you're a woman. And if you're a guy, you want to pair the spindle up with the Lovince Solace Pro. And if you buy the two as a bundle on the Lovince website, you can get a discount. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Lovince spindle, then there is a link in my profile. This will take you to my website where you'll be able to find a direct link to Lovince. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and follow button. Until next time, peace out.